Hello everyone, I'm George Mine and welcome back to my channel. The other day, the Home Secretary of the United Kingdom, Yvette Cooper, she signed into law an order deeming Palestine Action to be a so-called extremist criminal group. And now, she didn't actually use the word terrorist, but she put it in the same category as Hamas, Al-Qaeda and so on. So therefore, this organisation is unlawful in any guise. Even they renamed themselves, it's still unlawful to belong to it. Attracts a sentence up to 14 years in prison. Even if you didn't do any harm, you don't slap anyone so much as suggest it, you don't commit the least act of criminal damage to any property whatsoever, simply being a member of that group will get you up to 14 years in jail. In practice, I know this never ever happened. Now, I mean, I am for stiff sentencing for people who are genuinely terrorists, especially as an Irishman. I know this. The troubles could have been prevented if terrorists were given life imprisonment without possibility of parole at the beginning of the troubles in 1969. And this just never come out. Because when they were let out, they almost always went back to violent crime. Anyway, so what prompted this? Well, some members of Palestine Action, they broke into the Royal Air Force Base at Bryce Norton. We think this is in Oxfordshire. And they damaged two warplanes. They sprayed red paint into the engines. I don't know how bad that is for them. I mean, I'm not an aeronautical engineer. I think it was more than mere graffiti. So I agree that was a criminal action. They shouldn't have done that. Trespass is usually not criminal. And military bases, certain designated sites, it is. More or less, also vandalizing things, that's a crime in itself, particularly these very expensive airframes. These things can cost over £100 million. And the United Kingdom needs a defense capability. You know, there's the war in Ukraine with Russia making all these bloodthirsty threats against the United Kingdom about a nuclear launch. Could the UK be dragged into this attack on Iran? I really hope not. But every country is entitled to have its armed forces and a strong defence. And the United Kingdom needs that. So this is actually defending these people as well. OK, they might be pacifists, whatever, fine. But they're not entitled to do that. So I would give them a firm sentence for something like that. They've also launched some sort of vandalism campaign against a defence factory in North Britain. They did something to a golf club owned by Donald Trump. Also in North Britain, couldn't happen to a nicer bloke, and so on. So, I mean, a few of these, I don't know what other actions they've been. I mean, I've seen people who want to free Palestine blocking buses in London, and I definitely want to free Palestine as well. It would really hack me off. I couldn't get where I needed to go because these people were there playing their musical instruments in the middle of the street. And I say, well, that's nothing to compare to what the people of Palestine is suffering while in Gaza. A mass murder every single day, you know, 57 Palestinians murdered because they're waiting for food. And Israel won't allow journalists in there because what they're doing is so shameful. If what Israel's doing is really innocent, why do you let international journalists in there? Oh, for the safety of the journalists. They've never cared about that. The IDF has murdered 230 journalists in Gaza since the beginning of the war, most of them Palestinian. It's absolute nonsense. Being a war correspondent is a dangerous job. You know that. So these foreign journalists, they choose to go there. They're doing so at their own risk. It's, you know, not the IDF's not to blame if they get killed in the crossfire or whatever. So something to do that is because they don't want the truth to be told because it's so utterly shameful what they're doing. And so on. OK, so, yeah, I agree that this campaign of vandalism is not on. But to put them on the same list as Al-Qaeda is surely hyperbole. I mean, they're not that bad. They've not killed a single person. They've not attempted to do so. They've not threatened to do so. They've not injured anybody, assaulted anybody, harassed anybody, anything like that. They have damaged property. And yes, that's wrong. But we got to have some sense of proportion here. This is using a sledgehammer to crack a nut. So it's wrong. I mean, people blocking roads is absolutely not on. If you want to stand beside the road, do your bit. But you see how peaceful protest is criminalized, people trying to save children, human rights activists chanting their slogans, showing their images, you know, speaking to people. That's criminalized, an unlimited fine for being a children's defender, whereas murder is committed by the state, paid for by the taxpayer, facilitated by the state. And those who commit murder, they are promoted. They are rewarded. They are loaded with honours, certificates of merit and appreciation, job titles, fat pensions, no doubt knighthoods, dameships, peerages, so forth. Wow, it's absolutely repugnant. This moral topsy-turvydom. Goodness. So that's how they are just becoming illegal and so on. But no firm action being taken against genocide in Gaza. And I know, okay, at least the UK suspended some arms sales for a while. I know, be token, because the State of Israel purchases very little of its arsenal from the United Kingdom. It does so partly to keep Britain sweet, not because it particularly needs it. It's got a very formidable military manufacturing sector itself. But then the UK would not least be complicit in this, all these people shot dead. If it saved even a single life, that'd be worth it many, many times over. And I'm glad that the United Kingdom has at least sanctioned a couple of Israeli government ministers who've been particularly bloodthirsty in their pronouncements. My goodness. So Palestine action, whilst I very much disapprove of what some of they've done, it's to suggest that they're on the same level of Al-Qaeda, which murdered 3,000 people in one day alone, and would happily have murdered tenfold that number, wanted to oppress people by imposing Sharia law all over, wanted to launch these wars of aggression, subjugate us, bring us back to some medieval theocracy. It's really preposterous to say that this multiracial, anti-racist group, secular group, is on the same level as that. And this is the danger about politicians engaging all this macho posturing, talking tough, they overreact to these things. It's also Yvette Cooper diverting attention from all her failures. It's misdirection. Smash the guns, stop the boats hasn't worked. Illegal immigration is going up and up. And so then she has to use this as a decoy. There's one area where she can seem to be so-called succeed. And he's not even just belonging to this group is punishable up to 14 years in prison. So evangelizing for any sense, supporting in any wise, and you can be deprived of your freedom for up to 14 years. So it's very worrying that civil liberty is being curbed in such an excessive manner like that. And then there was a bit of a row about that RAF base, Richard Tice, who's an MP for Reform United Kingdom, and he said that the RAF commanded that she's just a PR person, something like that, or a human resources person. And now people say, oh, this is misogynistic. Now, he didn't reference the fact that she's a female. Okay, he said she, because she is a she. Was he supposed to say he for a she? And I don't see anything sexist about that. It's obviously demeaning to call an HR manager, although there's an aspect to HR to being a military officer. Is so that she didn't really defend it. I don't know what she's supposed to do. They say the defense was the fence protecting them was completely inadequate. I'm not sure what her response was, how quickly she got the situation under control. It was meant to be castigating her, but I suppose again to distract attention from the failure of security there, people are then piling on Richard Tice, not someone I agree with that much. Anyway, do what you can to speak up for civil liberty. Do not block the roads and so on. Campaign for genuine terrorism to be severely punished, particularly the mass murder of little children. And if we're really going to ban terrorist groups, we would start with the Labour Party.